Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Precious greetings in the glorious name of our Redeemer. How many of you today need the refreshing of the Lord? Well, that's my heart's cry and my prayer today, that you'll be refreshed by the presence of the Lord as we spend this time together. You know, nothing is going to be accomplished if we can be kept discouraged. Isn't that the truth? We need courage to face reality. We need courage to admit needs that we have. We need courage to make bold decisions. We need courage to claim God's promises and to hold fast to our convictions that we have in the reality of His promises and the Word of God. And when we look at things the way God does, He ends everything on the positive. Think about that. God never ends anything on the negative to those who are His children. One of my favorite scriptures is that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And He does a good work. He's faithful to perform it and accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And I'd just like to share a recent article that has come to my attention. And it was actually published in Christianity Today in a recent issue. And the title is that experts discover and develop a formulaic ratio of how many positive words it takes to offset a negative word. If you're a regular listener, you know, I frequently talked about how important it is what we say out of our mouths. And it takes more positive, affirming words to offset negative criticisms. Practical tips given to develop positivity between spouses include to compliment your spouse in front of others, including the children. Don't pour it on thick, she says, but keep it true and sincere. It's better, but not necessary, if your mate hears your praise. You're developing a habit. And, beloved, when we consider the creation of heaven and earth, God spoke it into existence with His words, and we're made in His image, and our words have creative power as well. So we must be careful what we say. The Bible calls us to choose our words wisely, to speak words of healing and of a good report. Certainly the world, you can't be alive without being affected by so much of the opposite, all the negativity that surrounds us. So it behooves us as God's people to speak words of life, to be positive in our expression and confession and profession. We also desperately need it. And science once again seems to be confirming what the Bible has taught all along. Some passages of scripture I'll share with you is Proverbs 12 and 18. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Proverbs 15 and 4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. And Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So in this recent article in Christianity Today, the author was speaking on the power of words and how they affect relationships. And she notes studies that were conducted by a Dr. John Cacioppo of the University of Chicago, which have shown what he calls the negativity bias of the brain. And that's why personal insults or criticism hit us harder and stay with us longer. I'm sure you've noticed that. You know, if someone compliments you, you might, you know, be blessed by that. But if someone is unkind or negative to you, that's sometimes so hard to shake from your consciousness. We seem to have a built-in partiality toward negative information. And that negative increases disproportionately over positives. In other words, this author says, It's not a one-to-one ratio. One positive can't offset one negative. And she gives an example, a wife thanking her husband for helping her with a chore, and then 5 minutes later criticizing him for not doing something. The negative drowns out the positive. And it's scientifically, it's being proven that our brain needs a higher number of positive entries to counterbalance this built-in negativity bias. Several small, frequent positive acts pack more punch than one giant-size positive. The size of the positive doesn't count, but quantity does. It's strictly a numbers game. Isn't that something? So the formula that researchers have reportedly concluded is a ratio of 2 to 1. It takes 2 positives to offset 1 negative. And some believe the ratio should be 5 to 1 for married couples. So we should develop a daily practice of complimenting and not interrupting people, to be thankful, to be appreciative, to be positive, to think before we speak, and, you know, a good dose of humor also helps. Praise God. So God wants us to be, our tongue to be a source of life and healing. Praise God. And God wanted me to share an encouraging word with you today. He says, you're the apple of his eye. Think of that. You are a delight to him. He calls you in his word, the apple of his eye. And it's in terms of our experience, it's the most prominent, most delicate, sensitive, physical area of our body that we can think of. There's a close unity that this suggests. We can't get any nearer to God than this. Psalm 32 and 10 declares, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. David prayed in Psalm 17 and 8, keep me as the apple of thine eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Many times, you know, when we feel lonely or friendless or helpless, we have a wonderful defender. If we'll just come to him and acknowledge him as such, God will make us the victor and not the victim. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are overcomers, and we will overcome prejudice and rejection, hostility, anxiety, despair, depression, persecution, all those things, that negative things that confront us. God will give us victory. And if you need help in any of those areas I just named, well, at the end of the broadcast, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I pray that you'll just write and share those needs, and as we agree together, the victory shall be given. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want the Lord to minister to you right now, and I feel that he would have me share a prophetic word with you. The Lord would say, my beloved, think it not strange that I would speak to you on this wise, for the time of rain draws nigh. A time is coming, yea, that I shall rain judgment upon the nations. But now is a time of a pouring out of my spirit like the rain. I shall send the former and the latter rain, and it shall be like no other outpouring. Whoever desires to drink of this rainfall may drink, yea, drink deeply. I'm calling my people together, and I shall plant them as spiritual trees by living waters, and each one shall be a part of the whole, and they shall speak words of peace to the sin sick, to the weary, to those who are faint in the heat of battle, even as a flourishing tree gives shade and respite from the heat of the sun at noonday, so shall my people, as spiritual trees, as trees planted by rivers of living water, they shall give rest through my living word. They who open their hearts of compassion to help and proclaim my words of salvation and deliverance shall not be barren trees. They shall be blessings to multitudes. They shall be as a shade tree for the weary. Because my people shall do all they can to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, a great harvest shall be gathered for me. I'm calling to you, my beloved, this day. Even now, know that I'm moving in your behalf. I'm moving to bring about a finished and a completed work. I shall stir you and work a work before your eyes such as you have never seen. And I shall bring my people out from the valley. I shall bring them out from the desert and the wilderness place. And I shall bring them to higher ground. I will work a work which no one can deny. My people shall hear, my people shall see, and my people shall feel and experience. All the things I shall do in this hour shall my people know from the least to the greatest. He that shall hear and shall desire to do the things I ask shall be giving, as it were, a cup of cold water to the thirsty, a loaf of bread to the hungry, and clothing to the naked. And their doing and their service shall be as a memorial unto me. Them will I remember, and I shall never forget the sheep of my pasture. They shall eat of my word, and it shall be as honey in their mouths. I, even I, says the Lord, shall lead my flock into green pastures, and I shall watch over them in the day and in the night. A glad heart will I give them. I shall be their strength. I shall be their light, and they shall know my paths, says the Lord. Even this day, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for your word. Well, as the broadcast draws to a close, I'd like to share just a little poem, author unknown, entitled Little Things. And I think it'll just wrap up the broadcast. It's just the little homey things, the unobtrusive, friendly things, the won't you let me help you things that make our pathway light. And it's just the jolly, joking things, the never mind the trouble things, the laugh with me, it's funny things that make the world seem bright. For all the countless famous things, the wondrous record-breaking things, the never-can-be-equaled things that all the papers cite, aren't like the little human things, the everyday encountered things, the just-because-I-like-you things that make us happy quite. So here's to all the simple things, the dear all-in-a-day's-work things, the smile-and-face-your-troubles things, and trust God to put them right, the done and then forgotten things, the can't you see I love you things, the hearty I am with you things that make life worth the fight. Amen. The announcer will give you our address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.